Hey, how's it going? It's Sunday. I haven't done anything for my podcast in the last couple of days, and I've been itching to do it. So I'm going to do just a little bit of work. I'm going to work through some exercises in level 9, Celebrate Harmony, the Royal Conservatory, some pretty easy ones. We're on page 113, and we are going through the chapter connecting 1 and 1/6 chords with the 7th in first inversion, the 5-6-4 and the 5-4-3. So the first example I'll do is connecting with the 7 chord in first inversion. So I'll play it for you here really slowly. So it goes like this. It's pretty simple. Okay, so the one chord is just C, E, G, and another C. And here's the 7 chord in first inversion, which is D, another D, and then F, and then D. Oh, sorry, B. Sorry, my mistake. I'll start that again. D, another D, and F, and then a B. And then finally, the one chord in first inversion, or 1/6 chord, which is... So you got the E on the bottom, then you got a C, then you got a G, then you got a C. Cool. I'll play that quickly one more time. Here we go. I'll work another example in a couple minutes. Okay, hang on, I'll be back soon. Okay, here's the next one. We're going from a 1 chord to a 5-6-4 back to a 1 chord in first inversion. So that's C going to a G with the 5th on the bottom, which would be D, and then we're going to the 1 chord with the E on the bottom, which is a 1/6 chord. Okay, I'll play this for you. By the way, we're on page 113, and I'll just do it right now. Okay, here we go. Really simple. Okay, so I'll just spell out the names, the notes. I'll spell out the notes. So on the right hand, we have C, then we have E, then we have G, oops, sorry, I'll start again. We have C, we have E, we have G, and we have C. That's the one chord, which is C. Then we have D, another D, and then we have a G, and then we have a B. Finally, we have an E, and then a C, and then a G, and then a C. So really simple, really simple. Almost like the other one, but it's a 5-6-4 chord. So I will play it for you one more time, and then I'll do another example. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'll do another example soon. Be right back. All right, here's another one. We are connecting the 1 chord to the 5-4-3 back to the 1 chord, which is in first inversion. So the 1-4-3, of course, has the 5th in the bottom. Sorry, the 5-4-3 has the 5th in the bottom. It also has the 7th. And anyway, I'll just play it for you right now. So here we go. One chord, five, four, three, back to the one chord in first inversion. So I'll spell it out for you. to explain something unique about this example, but let me spell out the notes for you first. So the one chord is C, E, G, and then C. And then it goes to the 5-4-3, which is D, F, G, and then B. And then it goes to the 1-6-4. The 1-6, the one in first inversion. Now, something very important to notice is the 1-6, the last chord, has the fifth doubled. So the G is doubled, the fifth. I guess this is to avoid parallels, and I'm sure that's the reason why they did this. And it makes sense. So you only use three fingers at the end because the G is doubled. So you get it? The G is doubled. And yeah, avoiding parallels, I guess. I'll play it one more time. Here we go. Did I spell out the last chord? Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's that example. Okay, I'll keep on moving, and thanks for listening. I'll be back soon. Okay, next we are going into the C minor scale, tonality. Minor tonality. Okay, so we're going from a 1-6 chord to a 7 chord in first inversion to a root position 1 chord. So that would be C minor with E in the bass. Then it's a 7 chord, 7 diminished chord with the D in the bass, the D being it's actually the third, and then we are going to root position C minor chord. Okay, let me just play it for you here. So I'll arpeggiate it. Perfect contrary motion in the soprano and the bass. So if I just played those notes alone, the top ones, you can hear that we're just going straight up like this. That's just the two outer voices. Okay, I'll name out each note. So it's E flat, C, G, to C, that's the minor 1-6 chord, and then it goes D, B, B natural of course, and then F, and then D, and then it goes to a root position minor chord, C minor, which is C, another C, and then G, and then E flat. Cool. I'll play that for you one more time, just so I get it under my fingers here. Okay, I'll get another example up soon. Okay, be back soon. Okay, here's another very straightforward one. It's a 1-6 chord, which is the C minor with the E in the bass. Then we're going to the 5 chord. It's 5-6-4 chord, so we got the 5th in the bass. And then we're going to root position C minor chord. So I will play that for you. And here we go. Sorry about the creaky stool. Okay, one second here. What's really interesting about this is the G never moves. The G stays in the same position. So I will spell out each note in each chord. The 1/6 chord, or the C minor with E in the bass, is spelled out as E flat, C, then it goes to G, and then it goes to C. C minor with E in the bass, and then it goes to D, and B natural, and that of course is the leading tone. So I said D and B natural, and then it goes to G, and then D. And then finally, it goes to the C minor chord, which is C, another C, a G, and an E flat. And of course, it has perfect contrary motion. So if I just play those voices, I think it's exactly the same as the other example I showed. So we got an E in the middle. Let me just do this quickly. Here's what it sounds like with the outer voices, the top voice and the bottom voice. So here we go. Those are the outer voices. Okay, and of course I didn't mention that it's two notes with one hand, two notes with the other hand. So, okay, so I will play it one more time. Here we go, and we go. Idea. I just arpeggiated it a bit, but yeah, it's that general idea. Okay, I'll be back with another example soon. Bye for now. Okay, here's the last one I think I'll do today for this segment, and it's a 1/6 chord, so the C minor with E in the bass going to a 5/4/3, which has the fifth in the bass. Of course, it's got the seventh in there, which of course is F, and it's got the leading tone, which is B natural. Blah, 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 you know what I mean? And then it goes to the 1 chord, which is C minor in root position. So I will play the example right now. Ooh, I really messed that up. Let me start again. First chord. Spell out the notes. So the first one is C minor with the E in the bass. So it's E flat, G in the left hand, then it's C, and then G in the right hand, then it goes to D, and then G, and then B natural, and then F, and that's the 5/4/3 chord. Then it goes to the 1 chord in first position, which is C, G, C again, and then E flat. So this, yeah, this has contrary motion too. This has perfect contrary motion too. And it actually, the G on the, in the tenor is repeated each time. So G and G and G. It's three times. So, okay, let me just play the outer voices, the top voice and the bottom voice together. So here we go. Oops, that is wrong. Sorry, I'll start again. So. Oh, sorry, my mistake. It's not contrary motion. It's similar motion. They're both going down. Down and down. I totally take that back. Okay, let me start again here. So we have, this is the outer voice and the lower voice. I will play it for you one more time. Okay, here we go. Is the 1/6 to 5/4/3/2/1 progression without any parallels or anything. Okay, that's it for this segment. I'll upload it and maybe I'll do another one today or maybe not. I'm not sure. Okay, thank you for listening. Bye for now.